Hey there, NEC Warrior! How are you doing today? So, today we're going to be talking about the Dash Diet. We're going to play a little game. We're going to do some riddles. And, of course, I'll do a little update on my journey, and we'll see how that the plan that I have matches up with the Dash Diet. And yesterday we talked about the Mediterranean diet, and we saw that it matched pretty closely to what I was doing. So, a couple of things. You can see I'm starting to grow the world a little bit. I apologize for my creativity here, my artistic work. I was never a great artist, but I'm hoping that I improve over time. But hopefully you can think of what that is. So let's go check out our guy here because he's got something for us. And if you see here, he is holding a blue ice cream cone, the one I talked about yesterday, something I can't resist, which is ice cream cones. And what I want you to do is pay attention because at some point in this episode or show, welcome to the show, by the way, you will find that this is hidden somewhere. So keep a lookout for that somewhere in our world. And you can see, just a little updates here and there. So I'm just picking away at it. If you're new here, my name is Angelo. I'm here to share my health and fitness journey and in hopes to inspire you and help you on your fitness journey as well. So if you haven't already, please give me a follow. If you're watching this on YouTube as a replay or listening to this on the podcast, please make sure to subscribe and all that fun good stuff. No, you can't see a thing. You cannot see a thing. You're just seeing OBS. I apologize. I'm getting better at this, I think. Now you can probably see. All right, let me go back down so you can see what I'm talking about over here before we go back up to the sky. So here's the blue cone, just to let you know. On the dude, and welcome to the show. I got the apple tree, so that's the one I was talking about, my lovely artistic work there. So somewhere in this, as I go through today, you're gonna see this blue cone somewhere around here, okay? So look out for that. And let's go back to the riddle. Again, I apologize. It would help. Not only did you not be able to see the screen, now bringing up close is like second thing that you need to worry about. Well, you don't need to worry about. But anyways, so here it is. I'll read it one more time. Two moms and two daughters went out for dinner, and each one ate one portion. Only three portions were eaten in total. How is this possible? And again, I will share that answer with you later. And the second riddle: what breaks yet never falls, and what falls yet never breaks? Okay, let me pull that out real quick. I'll come in close on this one, give you a little bit if you want to write it down and think about it. What breaks yet never falls, and what falls yet never breaks? And then over here, again, two moms, two daughters, they went out for dinner. Each one ate one portion. Only three portions were eaten in total. How is that possible? All right, so those are your two riddles. We'll come visit them later on. Hopefully you will have the answer. Again, write that in the comment section if you know the answer to it. So let's talk about this thing, Dash. I've been going down this list. We talked about the Mediterranean diet the other day. Now we're talking about Dash, which was number two. And at some point, I'm going to switch it up. I don't want to talk all the time about different diets, but the next one we'll talk about is the flexitarian. I'm interested what the flexitarian is. So what is the DASH diet? Well, it stands for something very huge, like really huge, like super huge, that huge. It stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. Got that? Yeah, it was a pretty big acronym. I'm glad they did the acronym because I could not imagine walking around saying, "So, what diet are you on?" Well, I'm on the dietary approaches to stop hypertension. Essentially, it lowers blood pressure, looks at your cholesterol levels and things like that, from what I gathered. But essentially, what you're looking for are foods that are low in sodium, low in saturated fats, and added sugar. So eat foods, but you want them low in sodium, saturated fats, and added sugars. But you also want to be high in potassium, calcium, and magnesium. So the question then becomes, like, what is that type of diet, right? What uses that type of diet? And I'm thinking to myself, right? I'm thinking to myself, hey, actually, move this up here a little bit. Can I grab that? Move that up higher. Move that right here so you can see them both side by side. Right? So, actually, that's too big still. Dietary approaches to stop hypertension. That is such a mouthful. So, essentially, to me, it was the Mediterranean diet, right? So, let's go get that Mediterranean diet right here. And if you remember from yesterday, this is the Mediterranean diet, what they eat on a daily basis, moderately. And occasionally, and I'm gonna bring this up close because last time you probably couldn't really see. So it's they on a daily basis eat seeds, oils, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, spices, legumes, whatever, however you pronounce it, and herbs. And moderately, they will have wine and poultry and dairy and fish or seafood, and occasionally they will have sweets and red meats. I only have the X's in here because I avoid those for the most part, like 99.9% of my life. So yeah, that's what we have here. So this is the Mediterranean diet. Over here you see some circles, and I'm going to go through that real quick. But what we're seeing here is this is the Mediterranean diet. And if we look at what the requirements are for the DASH, I mean, the green one's pretty much low in sodium, saturated fats, and added sugar. Added sugar. So I would stay definitely away from this. And there may be some other things here. I don't know too much. I haven't really researched each one, like, oh, don't eat this because it's high in sodium. But I think if you stuck to the Mediterranean diet, you pretty much get the DASH diet. But I'm no nutritionist. I think you'll still get the same results. Maybe if you were a little bit more aware, and maybe I'll do that sometime as when I research that a little bit more, if I decide to do that. But if you have high blood pressure and your cholesterol is bad, this would probably be like a tactic, a strategy. I would see a diet, you know, most people see diet as a weight loss. I would see diet as a strategy in order to accomplish your goals. Meaning that, you know, which diet should you choose? Everybody asks, like, which one should I choose? Well, I would say the Mediterranean would work pretty well. I mean, it's worked well for me, but it may not work well for you. Maybe this, you don't have access to all this stuff, right? Or maybe you just don't like the idea of this diet. So you got to play to what works for you. And maybe you need something that's more in potassium. To be honest, these three things here, potassium, calcium, magnesium, I'm not sure what they're high in here. But I'm sure we could Google or do ChatGPT and ask, what's the differences between a Mediterranean and DASH? Maybe I'll do that sometime, is put like all five of these diets I'll pin them against each other in ChatGPT and see what it comes up with for an answer. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So let's go over here and talk about, whoops, sorry, tree. Where are you? Oh, you're behind here. I believe what I need, no. What do I need? I gotta peek down here. Nope. Where'd I put that? Ah, there it is. I thought it was behind there. All right. So, okay. So this is my weight loss plan. Ooh, that's actually kind of bad. Let's put you back up here. Move my tree back. All right, let's move this so it's easier to see, right? I love virtual reality. This stuff is really cool. And let's put this underneath here. So this is my 15-pound weight loss plan. It's over five months, and it's broken down into four phases. Phase one are these in green here, so let's take a look at that. That is vegetables, nuts, spices, and herbs. And so I got a green check mark here, which means I'm done that phase. And then right now I'm on, you know, I needed my pointer. I got rid of my pointer thinking I didn't really need it. So I'm going to bring my pointer back. Nope. Now we're in a yellow world. Undo. That's because I need to go here. There we go. All right. That is so small. There we go. There, got my pencil now. So right here is the target. Let me move you back down here. This is where I'm at, phase two, and I'm looking to gain, lose 5 pounds here. So essentially 5 pounds in phase one, phase two, phase three, 5 pounds. And then in phase four, I kind of go back to some of my bad habits and work on new bad habits to turn them into good ones. So that's sort of like the flow, right? We do good, and then we kind of, you know, look at something and we work on one thing. Once we get it done, sometimes we gain weight because all of the other bad habits we're doing, but we're only focused on one. And then sometimes we have to go back in through the different phases. Okay, go back to phase three. So we'll stay in phase four until we gain 5 pounds. That's my rule for myself, is I say, okay, did I gain 5 pounds since phase three? If I did, then I go back to phase three, and if I need to, I go back to phase two until I start losing the weight again. And that's just my method. That's the madness to my method. So what I've done is, now that I've had the fruits, the nuts, the grains, and the herbs, now I've added oils. I can add fruit. I haven't had fruit. I should probably put that into phase three for myself. And then I've added beans to the mix and fun. Then all the ones in pink or purplish, that's phase three. And then phase four, that's why this last one here, and actually dairy, I'll add in phase four as well. That's where the fun will be. So as far as I'm concerned, I should still, except for maybe spices, I do add quite a bit of salt and pepper to every meal. I shouldn't say, I don't like salt that much, to be honest. So I don't use that much, but I do use it. But most of the time, I'm right here on the vegetables. Vegetables, oils, and I eat nuts separately. And yeah, my go-tos are salt and pepper. So technically, I guess I could remove the pepper. Sorry, the salt, and look for other spices that would replace the salt if I wanted to do the DASH diet. So that's pretty much it for today. Yeah, I just wanted to keep it quick, keep it simple. It's Friday, it's late at night. I just wanted to share the Dash Diet, have a little more fun with what I've got going on here, and hopefully you can see that. I'll bring that in a little bit closer, and let's bring you in a little bit closer. All right, so let's go check out the, let's go fly high and go to the sky up here. And let's go to our riddles. Ooh, I'm flying. I wish there was a way to like travel. Maybe there's a way. I gotta look at that. Maybe there's a way to travel. So, going back to riddle one. Of course, if you have any questions, please let me know and write it down in the comments. Maybe you know a little bit about the Dash Diet that I don't know, and your feedback is well appreciated. I just go to myoclinic.com and did some research there. So you can easily do that or use ChatGPT and type in there what is, and it will give you a direct answer. You can even go in there and say, hey, I would love to know. I did this. I did a post on this not too long ago. I said, please create me a week's 3 meals a day for a full week on a vegetarian diet, a meal plan. Print out the or give me the recipes and give me a grocery list. And it did it. So you can do the same thing and your life will be so much, it will be much quicker. So what you can do is go in there and type in, create for me a 7-day, 3 meals a day plan using the Dash Diet. Give me the recipes and give me the you know, that's what I'm going to do, you know, for the next one I do, the Flexa whatever. What does it say? I forgot what it said. Flexitarian. When we go to the Flexitarian, when I review that, that's what I'll do. I'll do a plan and use ChatGPT. I want you to see what we can do with technology in health and fitness. That's why I'm in virtual worlds. That's why I'm doing all this stuff, is because technology, although it can be scary, it can also be very helpful. And I'm here to help you through both of those journeys. Even Web3, I'm fairly versed in Web3, although it changes all the time. Same with AI, things are moving so rapid. But I'm here to help you and show you how to take advantage of technology to help you with your health and fitness. It's fun. So here's the riddle one more time. Riddle number one. Where's my, oh, there you are. Come here. Whoa. Okay. I'm going to make this a real pencil next time for the next time. Two moms and two daughters. Let me make sure you get close enough here so you can see it. And two daughters went out for dinner, and each one ate one portion. Only 3 portions were eaten in total. How is this possible? Did you figure it out? All right, I'm going to give you the answer. I'm going to make this smaller. Nope, I don't want you. Where are you? Okay. Where'd you go? Uh-oh. Where'd you go? Where'd the answers go? My answers disappeared. They were in the cloud. Ah, there's one answer. All right, where's this one? Ah, there it is. Okay, those clouds were really holding on to that. Okay, here's the answer. One was a grandmother who is a mother. Another was a mother who is a mother and a daughter to the grandmother. And the other was a daughter. So there you go. The grandmother, mother, and a daughter. To get the two moms, you had the grandmother who was the mother to the mother. And then the mother was the mother to the daughter. And then the two daughters, the mother was the daughter to the grandmother, and the daughter was the daughter to the mother. Ooh, I don't know. So there you go. That's the answer to our riddle number one. Riddle number two. What breaks yet never falls, and what falls yet never breaks? And our answer is, are you ready? True, day and night. Yep, day and night. All right, so there you go. There's your answers for the riddles. Hopefully you found the blue ice cream cone. I saw it a couple of times out there. As I keep building, I'll tuck something in there and it will get harder and harder to find things. But yeah, so again, if you have any questions, I'm going to take this headset off very soon and jump over to Facebook to see if you had any questions. But please feel free to ask those. If you think this episode would help somebody, please share it with them. And again, if there's something you want me to do in the future, let me know. I'm here to help you and, you know, just share my journey as I go along. Oh, I should say, today I said I was going to measure myself more often because I lost so much weight in phase one so quickly. Luckily, I gained 1 pound. So that's good news. And a lot of you may be saying, whoa, how is gaining, if you want to lose 15 pounds, yet you gained a pound, how is that a good thing? Well, again, I lost so much weight in phase one in 1 week that it wasn't comfortable for me. So gaining weight is okay. Now I just got to look to see if, you know, I'm going to keep gaining weight or I should plateau at this point. At this point, I should plateau for a little bit. And then by the end of the month, I should be either right at the plateau and then about to start falling, or I'm going to start falling probably next week at some point. So that's my prediction based on what I've seen in the past doing these things. So that's how my body reacts. And this is where I want you to get to, right? This is how we actually learn. We try a Mediterranean diet. We learn about a DASH diet and figure out how does that work. We come up with a plan, right? And we make it realistic. And then with that realistic type, we can play around, we can have fun, and then we start learning our bodies. And then we know when we get into trouble, what we can do to get back out of it. And of course, our bodies change over time as we get older and everything. But at the end of the day, it's still the same thing, right? It's all macros. It's all the types of foods you eat. And we know at the end of the day, which foods you need to eat and which foods you need to avoid. The problem is getting to that. Like if you're addicted to chips, if you're addicted to cheese. And when I say addicted, I don't mean like occasionally having a cheese, occasionally going to a party. I mean, you're up at night and you're grabbing something and you're just sitting there like, you know, chilling on some chips or something like that every night. And then you wonder, not that you wonder, but you then realize, oh my gosh, where did all this weight come from? Or for parents, when you cook, if you make your kids food, have you ever noticed like after you're done fixing something, like say you put hummus on there, there's a spoonful of hummus left that just didn't come off, and you take a lick of that, and then all of a sudden like you're putting some cookies in, oops, one broke, you put that, you know, Oreo crumb in your mouth, and over time it's those little pickings really that could get some people. Some people, you just know that you have bad eating habits, and going through this is kind of like killer, but now we're slowly moving back towards here. But you should start losing weight as we go through these phases. And again, I'm not focused on exercise, right? I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on the nutrition part right now, because that's where you're going to lose most of your weight at the beginning. I am doing like 1 minute exercises. Again, I'm going to be jumping up to 5 minutes very soon per day. But remember what I talked about the other day, why can't I think of it? The VILP method, which is exercising 1 minute at high intensities at 4 to 5 times a day is really beneficial to your health, especially if you don't have the ability to be active. Then shooting or plugging in a minute here, a minute there. Like again, I write an email, I'm done an email, do 1 minute of push-ups, go into a meeting, after my meeting, do a minute of jumping jacks. You know, like you can sneak those things in. I mean, most of the time after you're done a meeting or something, you're either going to check your phone, or maybe you're going to get a coffee, Instead, or in addition, add 1 minute, and you'll see that 1 minute goes by fast. Anyways, I'm done talking. I didn't expect to get that into it, but I just want to keep re-emphasizing what we're doing here, like what we're trying to build into our lives and really trying to figure out how do we put this all together, right? How do we go from I look in the mirror, I feel bad about myself, I want to feel confident, to having an action plan, step by step, phase by phase, and really working on what do we think, what do we believe in? I don't really care if you believe in the Mediterranean diet. If you believe in something else, go for it, use it, but have a plan. Like, how do you go from, you know, this whole thing, phase 1, 2, and 3, are optional, to be honest. You don't really need to do these three, but a lot of people I know want to lose weight quickly, and this is one of the ways. It's painful at first, but you get a reset. And what it resets is, because I'm not doing this because to lose weight, I'm doing this to reset my body. I gained the 15 pounds to now show you how to lose it my way. And this is what I'm doing. And at this point, we're not looking at losing weight. It's just a byproduct of what we're doing. What we're really looking to do is reset our brains of what is possible, what we should be doing, and really resetting our entire bodies, our taste. We're resetting our taste. We're resetting the way we feel. At this point, I feel awesome. Like, my stomach does not feel bloated like I was when I gained that 15 pounds. My stomach feels, even though I know I'm still not at the weight that I want to be at, I still feel much better about myself. And that's just after 1 week. First 3 days were horrible. I'm not going to lie. They were horrible. But is 3 days of horribleness versus the months that you may have spent getting into the situation you have worth a quick reset to get back into here? Now, some of you, and I'm going to show you what we're going to do in phase 4 when we get there, some of you may just want to be here, and you can still lose weight being in phase 4. This is what those individuals who want to go sort of like extreme, like really change their mindset, really challenge things. But if you lose weight too fast, you got to start skipping like into the phases quickly. Like here, I didn't wait. I was going to do maybe up to 10 days. I lost 6 pounds. I needed to jump to phase 2 real quick to see how my body was going to react to that. If I kept losing weight, I was going to jump to phase 3. And then if that didn't work, then I was just going to jump to phase 4. And I know what I can do to gain weight because I already did it, right? I know I can stuff my face with chocolate, cookies, all this stuff to gain weight if I need to. But that's not the goal. We want to gain weight if we want to in a healthy way, and we want to lose weight in a healthy way. This is just a reset. So anyways, that's it for today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I will be on again tomorrow. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about tomorrow. I'm reading an article from the magazine. So yeah, I'll probably do that, to be honest. It's pretty interesting, and I think you'll enjoy it very much. So with that, I hope you have a wonderful, oh, my hair is awesome. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I will see you tomorrow.